varmint mean exactly? I mean, what animals would be varmint?
Something that doesn't have any use, I'd say. Like something laying in chicken house, mm-hmm. giving the eggs, or...
Would a rat be a varmint?
Yeah.
What about
a mouse? I'd say a rat's a rodent, I wouldn't say varmint. I'd say something bigger enough to do some damage or something like that.
What about, say, a bobcat?
Yeah, I'd call it a varmint.
What about a bear? They have bears around here?
Yeah. But very few of them. No, I wouldn't. Because most of the time they don't bother anything. You never even see one of them.
Would you ever use the word varmint talking about people?
No.
What about insects like bed bugs or mice? Would they be varmints?
No, I wouldn't say so.
Kind of bushy-tailed animal that gets up in the trees. What you were mentioning that people hunt.
Squirrels.
What different kinds of squirrels are there?
Cat squirrel and a fox squirrel.
What's the difference?
Cat squirrel is a real small gray squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
And a fox squirrel is a red squirrel. A lot bigger.
Did you ever see anything kind of like a squirrel that has little stripes down its back?
No.
Did you ever hear a chipmunk or a brown squirrel?
Never heard of them. I ain't never seen one.
What did you hear it called?
Chipmunk.
And something that, a hard shell thing that can pull its neck and legs into a shell.
Turtle.
What different kinds?
Well, you have loggerhead turtle. And they get to weigh around over 100 pounds. I've seen some that big.
That's in the water?
Mm-hmm.
Salt or fresh?
Fresh water.
Over 100 pounds?
Yes, ma'am. Let's take a break and I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
Well, this take about 5 minutes.
All right.
What would you call a kind of turtle that
stays
just on land?
What? What's that?
Huh?
Land turtle?
Do you ever hear a cooter or
a terrapin? I've heard of a terrapin.
Yeah.
The one that stays on the land.
What about a gopher?
For a turtle?
Uh-huh.
No.
What do you think a gopher is?
Something that burrows in the ground.
A furry?
Right, a furry animal.
Something you hear making a noise around the lake at night.
Frogs?
What different kinds of frogs?
They have a tree frog, bullfrog.
What about the one that stays on land?
Two.
And do you have the kind here that they have out in Texas, the rough skin, the horn?
The horn toad.
Uh-huh. Where do you have to go for that?
Okay. I believe Texas. I ain't never seen one around here at all.
What kinds of fish do people get around here?
Bass, brim, white perch, or crappie. It's called a sockeye too now, south.
Those are all the same?
All the same. Crappie, white perch, and sockeye all the same. Gar, grimmel.
Catfish.
What?
Grinnell.
What's that? Grinnell is a slang name for it. It's called a warmouth. A cypress trout.
Is it big mouth trout?
No, it's a prehistoric fish that's lived for millions of years.
What does it look like? I mean, how is it different from that?
Looks like a snake.
Like an eel, kind of?
Yeah, like an eel. Except they get 10, 12. Pounds.
Have you ever heard of a night fish?
No.
Maybe something similar. That's what they sell at a lot of pet shop. It's just, it doesn't really have fins like a normal fish.
Well, this has got fins.
Mm-hmm. What about the gar? Is that the one that's got teeth?
Yeah, it has teeth.
Like
long snout.
Yeah. I saw that one, but he's not working. What about from the salt water?
No salt water fish. I know where it comes from, but I don't know how to build it.
What are some salt water fish that people get?
Marlin, swordfish, sailfish, grouper, speckled trout.
What else besides fish do they get?
Talking about shrimp and oysters.
Huh?
Shrimp and oysters.
Okay. Talk about the shrimp. If you wanted to buy some, you asked for maybe 3 pounds of
shrimp.
Did you ever say shrimp?
No.
And if you wanted to go fishing, something you could dig up to go fishing with?
Worms.
What different kinds?